This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was talking to Les Snead a few years ago. I love talking to guys who've hit on positions. What did you see with Cooper? What did you see with Puka Nacua?
Right.
And he said one of the things we loved about him is these guys are all grounded through the catch. You see it with guys that are confident in their hands and they run right through the ball. And you see guys who leave their feet and gather and catch and corral. And what it is not only is it a better way to catch the football, but you want to make things happen after the catch. You freaking catch that thing on the dead run. You're confident in your hands and your feet are in the ground as you're going through the ball.
Do you think Golden does that?
Yeah, just Golden. Absolutely.
Golden, right. And Abuka, both those guys are excellent.
See, that's the thing,
with that.
Too.
Daniel Jeremiah talking receivers there. Matthew Golden, Emeka Egbuka. Those are two guys that could be there at the end of the first round. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Wednesday. During the break, my kids FaceTime me. We're on a path. And now at the end of the phone calls, they want to talk to Joe.
Yeah.
And the way that this is trending, within like 2 weeks, they're just going to call you.
Just call me directly.
Call you.
Give my number.
I answer the phone like, where's Joe? Like, hold on. So, yeah.
We want to talk to somebody else.
You're right. Yeah. Here, talk to Owen. Talk to Josh.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. It's warm out again.
I was looking at the 2004 Bills, which is what Jason Peters came into the league on.
How often do you just dip into the 2004 Bills?
You know, not as often maybe as I should.
Okay.
This team won nine games. But didn't Aaron Schatz call him the best team that ever missed the playoffs?
Yes.
In NFL history?
One of them, yeah. Because Peters retired.
Peters retired. He had, early in his career, a block, like before he became a starter, he had a touchdown catch from J.P. Lossman.
Yeah.
He had a blocked field goal.
He had
a fumble recovery and a kickoff.
He had a blocked punt return for a touchdown in Cincinnati.
That too, yeah. Right?
Where he blocked it and recovered it.
All that before he
Hall
became...
Hall of Fame left tackle.
Is he the best one that ever got away?
They didn't just let him get away. They sent him away.
But is he like...
They sent him away because of a different owner. New ownership, new landscape in the NFL, that doesn't happen.
But like, where does he rank on the all-time, the one that got away? He is one of the best left tackles ever? Is that recency bias or is that not correct?
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best left tackles ever.
He was also an undrafted free agent.
Tight end. Like, he's up there with Eichel.
Here's why he's one of the all-time ones that got away.
Marshawn Lynch, too, for this.
You found him in the scrap heap, polished it up, turned it into the most beautiful thing you possibly could, and then you're like, yeah, whatever, we're not going to pay you, dude. Get out of here. And then he goes on and has a Hall of Fame career. So...
And, man, I know this is going to be like a lame exercise because of how much higher the cap is, let alone from a couple years ago, from 20 years ago. But what do we think the contract was they didn't want to give him?
Oh, boy.
Well, what do we think it was?
The reason they didn't want to give him a contract, it wasn't because they wouldn't pay. Well, I mean, this was that they stood on. They stood on, we don't negotiate contracts that are not in their final year. He was basically outperforming to a great degree. And they tried to hide on a stance of, we're not going to tear it up and do it again now.
Right.
So we have to trade you.
And he signed with the Eagles a 4-year, $51 million deal.
Yeah, which back then was monstrous, probably.
Oh yeah, back then that was a crazy deal, and they acquired a first round pick, which they used on
Eric Wood,
and a fourth round pick that they used on Sean Nelson,
who fumbled in Baltimore.
That's the only thing he's...
No, he also scored a touchdown opening night in New England.
The only reason I remember that is because Bose, like the speaker company, used it in their commercial for like 2 years.
Yeah,
that was like the play in their commercial. And I do people are finding just people finding out that Peters was like still in the NFL?
A little bit. Was he?
He was in Seattle the last 2 years at age 43. Crazy. Yeah, probably first ballot Hall of Famer, I would assume.
803-0550. What do you want to do here? What do we got? I've got a free agent idea of the day. Could do that.
Before we do that, so we mentioned before we went to break that Harold Landry is available for trade. Tennessee Titans, edge rusher, 28 years old, $17 million is what he's owed this year. And he's got 31.5 sacks the last 3 years. Like one of the most sacks in the league the last 3 years. You might think, okay, perfect, right? Another star defensive lineman that's available. Just looked at like his PFF page, like where he ranks at his position. Pass rush win rate on the year out of 119 qualifying edge rushers. Where did he rank in pass rush win rate? 114th.
That's bad. Yeah.
Where did his PFF pass rush grade rank out of 119? 114th. Would have been the worst on the Bills in both categories. So he did have 9 sacks, but like he had 15 pressures.
There's a lesson here, right? Should you want Myles Garrett? Yes. Why? Because there are, if you're looking at defensive players that are on other teams, there are two buckets they fall into. Bucket number one, you have permission to seek a trade. That's Jonathan Allen, Debo, Cooper Kupp, that's Harold Landry.
Stafford. Right now. Yeah.
These teams saying, to some degree, yeah, it's fine. You played here. We don't think you're worth this money. Harold Landry, sorry, we don't think you're worth $17 million. Jonathan Allen, sorry, we don't think you're worth $17 million. And then the other bucket is, player wants a trade, and the team says, we're not trading you. It's a good indication. Right. Who's the good player? Who's the best? The one with the team is the GM, Andrew Berry, yesterday said, I'm not interested in talking about this. It's not relevant because we don't want to trade him. I don't want to imagine a world where we're trading Myles Garrett. So whatever, Landry, Jonathan Allen... Like any of these ideas are going to come with it. I think about when you're given the old permission to seek a trade, it's either because the relationship has soured so much or it's because they think you're not that good anymore. The Bills did that with Beasley. Beasley was permission to seek a trade. Didn't find one, cut. I bet that's Jonathan Allen. I mean, of the Commanders. We'll talk with Craig Hoffman coming up at 9 o'clock in Washington. But what would you pay for a guy? Other than instead of just letting him get cut and trying signing him off the street, I got to give you an asset to take a big cap hit.
Right, those are the trades you see more often. That's like, whoa, that guy went for a fifth round pick.
Yeah, he's going to go for a song.
How did a player that good go for a fifth round pick or as big a name like that go for a fifth round pick?
And Jonathan Allen of the Commanders is 2 years removed from being a top five defensive tackle in the league. Last year, he played with a torn pec. I'm immediately flashing to, Daquan Jones did that, and we kind of gave him a pass because when you're playing that position with a torn pec, it's got to be near impossible to do that. So he wasn't fully healthy last year. I don't know. Do I want to keep doing that? Or do the Bills want to say, enough is enough, trade up to 17 and take a defensive tackle that they love? Let's stop playing this game. Mm-hmm. The Bills are doing this every year. Oh, who's this year's Puna Ford, Linval Joseph, Austin Johnson, Jordan Phillips Part 7? Right? Everybody leaves and comes back. Do they want to finally get off the defensive tackle carousel and really commit to that position in a way that they haven't? They really have not done that in the draft as much as any other position. The position they've committed to the most in the draft, is it running back? It's a lot of running backs.
It's edge and then maybe.
It's edge and running back.
Maybe it's running back after that.
All right. Anyway, 803-0550. Worst call Wednesday when we get back. I've got a message for people in the NFL that are complaining about something. It's worst call Wednesday. And then Craig Hoffman on the Commanders top of the hour. We'll check what's going on in the chat later today.
There's some silliness going on in the chat today.
The chat is having itself.
What is the chat doing
today? It's having itself a Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.